And while you're here, see how you are relating to the present moment. What is your relationship with the present moment? You denying it, resisting it, or welcoming it? Since it's life itself, you might as well welcome it. It is more skillful, more intelligent, more wise to welcome what is and then experience how quickly, if the present moment is challenging, how quickly help comes from within you, but also sometimes from without, as a helpful event, as a sudden thing that happens. That how could that suddenly have come? Just the right thing. Because this is the alignment with the totality. At this deeper level, you are one with the one consciousness. You are that. Yes, it's life can be easy. That we're not. It doesn't mean challenges will not come anymore. Challenges come. But you can become more alert through every challenge rather than becoming more unconscious through every challenge. Oh. And you watch. But don't wait for challenges. Use that power that is there. Every moment, even the beautiful moments. Here you are in nature. You can see trees, flowers, leaves. Yes, they are dying, but in their death they are beautiful. Nature, incredible beauty everywhere. Do you truly see it? And when you see it, what happens when you look at the tree and the leaves are dark red or yellow and red? Are you able to look in complete awareness, complete presence? Be so present that you don't need to interpret what you're seeing. Just look. Oh. Are you able to allow that moment to be as it is without needing to add anything to it? Just that. And can you then be aware of the sense perception, which is beautiful, but something that is even more beautiful and deeper? And that's yourself. Who are you? The awareness, the conscious awareness through which that sense perception happens. And that you cannot grasp. It cannot become an object in your consciousness because it is formless consciousness, not a mind object. So stillness arises from within more and more as you go through life. And there's enormous power and intelligence in that stillness. It's primordial intelligence. The human mind is secondary intelligence, very limited, but good for certain things. No good for many other things. For relationships, it's not very good to relate with other humans. But if you can bring stillness into your relationships, even superficial ones, you can just look. Allow that moment in which that human being appears in front of you to be there fully. Welcome that moment when it takes the form of another human being. Oh. And there's, again, you're looking, and there's stillness as you look, just looking, alert attention. Then the compulsive labeling arises less and less in your life. And if it should still arise, the mind saying something about someone, you recognize it as, yeah, just a thought. Not really the truth, because every thought is only one of many possible perspectives about any situation. There's no ultimate truth there, but it's a thought. So you don't have to believe in every thought that comes into your head. You recognize it as a thought, and it comes and goes. And then the sense of separation between you and the other human being, and also the sense of separation between you and nature, that arises because you inhabit a conceptualized reality in the head, labels, judging, interpreting, thinking about, I wonder what he does, what I wonder how he can, how I can use him, me. That conceptualized identity, conceptualized reality and conceptualized identity operate less and less. That is the shift in consciousness from inhabiting a reality that is made up of thought and concepts to actually touching a deeper reality in yourself. And so when you do that, when the barriers are not there, there's love in the true sense of the word. Because whatever you look upon, without the conceptual barriers, in openness,